This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons, live from Scores Canal Street, just down the street from the Garden. Also joined by Justin Turpin, WEEI's beat reporter, Celtics insider, who is giving us some insight in tonight's big game. Reminder, stick around, 4:30, Megan Ottolini, and 5:10, Brian Scalabrine will be here in the house for one of his famous live appearances, where I'm assuming Ted Johnson will grab his love handles.
Yeah, we'll see.
Front of
wow, it's kind of was a tradition that we have.
Was that, by the way, was that Drew Carter? That was Drew Carter.
That was Drew,
right?
Yes.
He is Joe, Ted, you're probably pretty familiar with him. Remember the old Monday Night Football voice, Joe Tessitore? He did two seasons with Jason Witten.
Yeah, most notably he's a college guy, but yeah, he played Monday Night Football.
They're really like that, like he cranks it up. Like
absolutely.
His, like, he, when he wants to hit like 11 on the hyperbole meter.
Absolutely. So Terp, this game tonight, first of all, is Porzingis going to play?
I think he is. I think he is. I think it was telling when he went from doubtful to questionable.
Okay, I like it. Although he did play. They had the full lineup when they got smoked by OKC last time.
They got smoked in the second half.
Yeah, those count too.
They were great in the first half.
They shot 19%. They scored, what'd they score, like 20 points?
29 points. They shot eight, and they made eight buckets. They had 10 turnovers.
Eight shots. When you can count the team's shots for a full half on your two hands, bad half.
Were they coming off a back-to-back, or was it an extended road trip?
It was in the middle of a road trip. But, I mean, just how good they were in the first half, that's not an excuse.
Right.
I will note, too, though, that was the first game in the Joe Mazzulla era that the Celtics shot under 20% from three. So if you're not making your threes like that, you're not going to win. I mean, when you're making under 20% of them, you're not going to win.
So Porzingis plays tonight. What do you think of my idea of challenging? So Jay Williams is out for OKC, so the primary starter is going to be – I mean, scorer will be SGA. What do you think of challenging Jaylen Brown and saying, listen, get in his shorts, take him away?
I love it, and I think he's going to want that. And he takes a tremendous amount of pride in being the guy to – pick up the other team's most challenging offensive player. So he loves that, and I really do think he's going to be up for that challenge. I mean, look what he did to Luka on Saturday night.
Broke him.
Like, that's Finals MVP, Jaylen Brown, right there.
Still
when
got 34,
kind of
though.
Stuff.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say Finals. Yeah. When he said Saturday night, I was like, well, he didn't break.
He scored still 30. Got 30. He's still got 34.
Al almost broke him.
Al did a great job, too.
So if you're – okay, so – everybody knows SGA is good for 30 coming out of bed after he brushes his teeth. Chet Holmgren's a baller. But if it's not those two guys, who's the one tonight that fans should know about on OKC, possibly, if those guys get locked down, breaking your heart or going off?
I mean, you probably remember him from New York, but I love Isaiah Hartenstein there. Mm. I love it. I think he's a perfect
fit there.
A huge pickup for them. And when they have a seven-footer on the floor, rather, they are so much better. They are so much more dangerous. So I think he's going to be very annoying on the boards and defensively, so that's somebody to watch. But obviously the headliner in this one's Tatum versus SGA.
Yep.
And I really do expect Jason Tatum to be up for this one. He gets up for these big games, especially in front of the TD Garden crowd. So I expect a big night from him tonight.
SGA has a little bit of a reputation similarly to that of a James Harden when it comes to trying to create fouls. Nobody has made more free throws than SGA has, partly because he's a 90% free throw shooter, but he's able to turn a corner and get by guys.
Yeah.
A lot. His isolation game is as good as anybody's. I mean, do you think not double teaming him? You think Tatum can D him up one on one and be no problem?
I'm curious to see if they go more double big, which Joe Mazzulla's loved the double big lineups this year, and it's been really beneficial for them. And if he's going to be trying to get downhill and trying to attack the rim, you have more rim protectors on the floor when you go with the double big. So I'd expect them to really lean into that tonight to try to slow him down, because the Celtics don't really – we'll see who they decide to leave open. I mean, I didn't really look at the three-point numbers quite yet, but it's usually pretty predictable of who they're going to let shoot on the opposing team. So I'll have to look into those, but I'd expect them to go more double big tonight.
The alternate shooters, or whatever we want to call it, the Derek White, the Peyton Pritchard, the
role
Sam
guys.
Hauser,
the role guys,
but big role guys.
Yeah, huge.
What have your thoughts sort of been them picking their spots and sort of have how that's evolved? I mean, Peyton Pritchard obviously leads the charge. That's why he's going to win six-man award. And was also, what, he had 200-plus threes. He put them over the top. So how have you seen those guys sort of fall into their roles?
I mean, you just mentioned two of the role players, right? Derek White and Peyton Pritchard. Only, I think, six players have made 200 threes this season, and Derek White and Peyton Pritchard are in that top six.
Unreal.
Role.
And a lot of that is because Jason and Jaylen setting them up. When they're driving and kicking, teams have an option. Well, they're either going to have to go down and double and help with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, because you don't want those guys going one-on-one at the rim, or you got to kind of seep out, let them score, and guard the guys on the perimeter. And that's the thing with Joe Mazzulla. He's done such a great job of teaching these guys the importance of spacing. When they're spacing the floor, you create more opportunities on those drives because they don't know where to go. The defenders don't know where to go. Are you going to let all NBA guys like Jason and Jaylen go one-on-one at the rim, or are you going to let an almost 40% three-point shooter and Derek White and Peyton Pritchard shoot from three? Like, it's such – they've just built such a deep team. And that's what goes back to what I was saying earlier about how good this team is. Like, there's no weaknesses on the offensive or defensive side. And that really highlights it when your role players are doing that, because your superstars are creating for them.
So before we let you go, do you think this is a preview of the NBA Finals? And what's your prediction for tonight?
I think this is a preview of the NBA Finals.
Oh.
Is there a team in the West that even comes close to?
The Lakers do. The Lakers do. Especially when you're looking at the last 25 games or so. Yeah. They're number one in defense. And if we're going to give Oklahoma City all this credit for their defense, we've got to do the same for Los Angeles. Right. And if Oklahoma City is the favorite for the final because of their defense, Los Angeles has to be in that conversation as well. But I think the Celtics are really going to come out and really try to take care of this one tonight because, like we said, looking forward, you don't really know how much more opportunities they're going to have the rest of the regular season. I also think if they go 6-1 over a seven-game homestand with wins over Denver, Los Angeles, and Oklahoma City, I think people are really going to start to shut up about the home win, the home struggles at home.
There's so many more games left. You go, golly, they got 16 games after this, and you go, it'd be easy to kind of, I don't know, just get into, you don't want them to get any bad habits with, you know, 16 games left. It's such a big kind of, that's a lot of games with kind of your second seed already kind of sewn up, right?
Yeah, and Jaylen Brown talked about it the other night, how they're just ramping up towards what he said was the most exciting part of the year. They're sharpening their tools, and that's going to let guys, you're going to be able to test out different lineups, like what two-man lineups, three-man lineups are working. What do you want to see come the playoffs? What can you take away from these that will help towards the playoffs? So you're going to see different wrinkles. It might not necessarily be your stars or your starting lineup on the floor every night, but you're going to see different things that you could possibly see come the postseason.
He is Justin Turpin. Read him over at WEEI.com. He'll have a column off of tonight's big win, I'm predicting, later tonight. Yes, Fitzy?
And make sure you follow him at Justin M. Turpin on the X.
At Justin M. Turpin. We are WEEI Afternoons. We are at Scores on Canal Street, because just down the street at the Garden, it is Celtics and Thunder tonight. Preview of the NBA Finals.
Right.
Should be a fun one. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're going to show up. They're going to show out.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.